If you're a leader who's struggled to attract and retain top-tier talent, you're plagued by disengagement and a lack of productivity, even inspiration perhaps for your team, then this podcast is for you. Mach 5 Leadership will focus on the two key engines that will drive your organization to new heights. So strap on your seatbelt. Here's your host, Tom Hiemstra.
Episode number 14, The Five Superior Spires of Success over Lazy Girl Jobs. Welcome to episode number 14 of Mach 5's Quantum Leadership, The Five Superior Spires of Success over Lazy Girl Jobs. LGBTQ just got rid of the BTQ. Now it's just LG, but with a J, LGJ, Lazy Girl Jobs. This just in, big news in the marketplace, Gen Z is embracing lazy girl jobs, LGJ, usually a non-technical role that requires very little interaction with colleagues and mainly requires boring, repetitive tasks like responding to emails or drafting documents for a simple paycheck. Quite transactional. So contrast that transactional followership versus transformational leadership that we're talking about with Mach 5 Quantum Leadership. LGJs are the newest and latest sensation. Even lazy guys might like the LGJ job title and description for lazy guy jobs. However, lazy is not a great alternative pursuit or character trait for the quantum world of potentiality and possibility, or achieving goals and dreams, which deep down we all want success and prosperity in the transcendent quantum zone. Basic dreams that were designed and planted deep inside us to aspire to. Aspire. What is aspire? Aspire is a symbol from the olden days of the heavenly aspirations of pious medieval men. Now, part of that definition might be important. A symbol of heavenly aspirations, maybe describing transcendence, is something we should keep in mind. In Gothic architecture, where the spire is most commonly used, especially in Gothic cathedrals and churches, it symbolizes the heavenly aspirations of the church builders. Plus, a spire offered a visual spectacle of extreme height, symbolizing exhilarating heights of success. So talk about a visual spectacle. The spectacular Cadet Chapel at the U.S. Air Force Academy has 17 spires that shoot 150 feet up in the air. Back in the day, my first year in Colorado, right there at the academy, I was a dooley. Dooley's the word for slave, where we were expected as dooleys to serve and obey the upperclassmen, the top three classes. Since I was in the class of 1980, first class of women at the academy, and since we were called dooleys, then I guess the women must be doilies, right? But I digress. During that Air Force Academy freshman year, we were also called fourth classmen. And we were told by the upperclassmen, the top three classes, the 17 spires in the cadet chapel represented the 12 disciples in the Bible, the 12 followers of Jesus. And the other five spires represent the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. The cadet chapel was originally designed to have 21 spires, but due to budget constraints, when construction began in 1959, its design was changed to include only 17, and that's what stuck, and that's what's important to today. The Cadet Chapel is the most recognizable building at the United States Air Force Academy and the most visited man-made tourist attraction in Colorado, hosting more than 500,000 visitors annually. The aluminum, glass, and steel structure features those 17 spires and is considered among the most beautiful examples of modern American academic architecture. Those spires resonate with our desires, calling out the best in us for what we aspire to. We should consider those five spires of success. So here's a quantum question about your quantum success. Remember the definition beyond all you could imagine in the transient quantum zone. What may transpire when you conspire with the universe and perspire from hard work in what inspires you and for what you aspire to, that these five spires of success will catapult you to the quantum zone performance. What is it? What would have to transpire when you conspire with the universe and perspire from hard work and what inspires you and for what you aspire to, that these five spires of success will catapult you to quantum zone performance? Aspire is to long for. It's your aim. It's what you ambitiously seek, to be eagerly desirous of, and especially for something greater of high value. When we direct our hopes and ambitions towards achieving something great, we aspire the height of success for all to see. Aspire with remembering and pursuing. Inspire is used to describe levels for a person capable of thinking, speaking, or acting in ways that transcend ordinary human capabilities to achieve extraordinary heights. These heights, plus what compels us to yearn for those achievements, we are inspired to make spectacular dreams become reality. No doubt you know that graduating from the Air Force Academy and U.S. Air Force pilot training and become a fighter pilot is hard work. Perspire is, of course, to sweat due to high levels of exertion and work to achieve results. Quite unlike the now famous notion of lazy girl jobs. So we do hard things with hard work and a great work ethic, and worthy aspirations that are properly inspired will require any seeker to perspire. But it will also and finally go better if you conspire teamwork, where in the quantum world, the universe conspires on your behalf when you act. Make a decision to aspire while inspired and perspiring to help make it happy, co-creating an exceptional reality. So it will go better if you conspire teamwork. In the quantum zone, in the quantum world, the universe conspires on your behalf when you act and make a decision to aspire while inspired and perspiring to help make it happen, co-creating an exceptional reality. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "When you want something, the whole universe conspires in order for you to achieve it." Indeed, in the quantum world of interconnectedness, you will prove this concept true. In the military, the focus is on the mission. Mission success versus individual success. Therefore, unifying teamwork, transcendent goals and aspirations that we are properly inspired for with unifying values and perspire or work together as we conspire for the greater good. Only good things can happen and the mission is accomplished. So finally, the mission done, we see what has transpired transcendently and transiently, what has come about, happened, or occurred as a result of these five success spires. In the quantum world, where these five spires of success, multiple important events and transformational experiences transpired. They've come about. Things go on, happen, occurred, or took place, or came to pass. And when it's all over, we assess lessons learned, celebrate our success, move forward with greater wisdom because of what has transpired. As quantum leaders, how can we use these five success spires? Aspire and inspire, perspire, conspire, and transpire to prepare, coach our teams, most importantly ourselves, our families, our groups, organizations, communities, to make sure great things happen or transpire, as this is a critical element and end game that quantum leaders pursue. Performance results in the quantum zone. So I ask you, what will transpire when you conspire with the universe and perspire in what inspires you and others for what you aspire to? These five spires of success will catapult you to the quantum zone performance. And if you get a chance, check out that Air Force Academy Cadet Chapel. Follow the spires, 12 spires representing the disciples of Jesus who turned the world upside down for transient and transcendent good. And follow the five spires of success delivered to you today in your Mach 5 toolbox. Aspire, inspire, perspire, conspire, and transpire. So see you there, where the air is rare, in the quantum zone.
So that's it for today's episode of Mach 5 Leadership. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 value private VIP day with Tom Hiemstra himself. Be sure to head on over to Mach5Leadership.com and pick up a free copy of Tom's Gift and join us on the next episode.